Welcome to We Are The Watchers.
This is episode 297. Ooh, Steph, top of the day to you, but that's getting close to 300.
Party time.
Excellent. Yeah, definitely. Yeah. Gee, it's raining so heavily tonight.
It is torrential. And every now and again, there's, what would you say, flashes of lightning?
Yeah, there's lightning.
I was driving home and I've never really experienced it when you're driving where flashes are not in front of you. So you're not seeing it in the car, like in the sky, sorry. You're not seeing it in the sky.
Oh, did you hear
that? It's still going.
Wow. I mean, I will put a noise reduction on here, but
it's still going.
Far out.
Anyway, Thunder, I was talking. Sorry. Gosh, rude. Where you don't see it happen in the sky, but the flash was obviously behind me and it was coming in my rearview mirror and I was like, whoa, what is that?
Yeah, I get
it. I've never experienced that before. It happened twice driving home.
Well, driving home for me tonight, I actually literally saw the lightning.
Yeah.
Can I just say, Eddie's back. He must be part of every single podcast, but he's brought his sister Betty, who is literally his sister.
Yes.
She is from the same litter, except – only one person. Is she with you now?
She tried.
She tried to get on your lap. So he's a ginger cat and she's black and white. They're from the same litter. And there's only been one person that has gone, yeah, I knew that, when I've said this. This is what the vet said.
Yeah.
Oh, she's going to be a bigger cat. They must have different they must have different fathers. And I went, no, they're from the same litter. She said, yeah, I know, but cats... female cats, when they're in heat, can be in heat for, you know, several days, I'm imagining, and they go out several days and they get several different fathers for their children. Yeah.
Hussies.
So that's why Eddie is a ginger cat. And
so who was the only person who said they knew that?
Marnie, of course.
Oh. She knows everything.
She knows everything. She knows it all. She, and I just always assumed that the reason that cats had litters of a couple of torties, a couple of tabbies, a white cat, was because that's just what moggies were, but no.
I'm along the same lines as you.
Weird, right? Anyway, Betty's here as well.
Yeah, she's licking my fingers.
Betty and Eddie, they're brother and sister. They've got a theme song that was not even brought up or come up. We did not come up with it. In fact, somebody at work did and then went on to tell everybody.
Mm.
And even to people who are like, Leah's got cats, what? Like, you know what I mean? Like removed. And she's like, yeah, I'll sing it for
and
you now.
And this is the song. I'm not going to show you a photo because they're not my cats.
No, I don't have photos of it.
But I'll sing you the theme song.
So funny.
It's hilarious.
So,
funny.
So Betty and Eddie will probably be hanging out, whether you can hear them or not. I don't know. Could you hear Eddie? He did a few little squeaks last week, but I always put a little bit of a noise reduction in here because this is not a soundproof studio. So maybe I may have taken his little squeals out.
He's making a lot of noise. It's quite distracting, I do have to tell you.
He is over near you though.
And they're like in a box, out of a box, moving the box, biting the box. Like there's a lot happening.
Classic kitten action. Got a quiz for you tonight.
What a quiz? I'm so shocked.
I know,
you never ever do quizzes.
But I actually did a little bit of research for this one, which the last few weeks I've just run out of time and not done it, but I've done it this time. It's a one about a particular actor. And it's about the synopsis mm-hmm. of the films, and you've got to try and tell me what the films are. Nice. Of that particular actor. But we might as well get into some news before we give you some watching suggestions. And the first one, why not? Why not Barbie?
Why yes.
Barbie has made almost $1.4 billion globally. That means it's passed Harry Potter and the Deathly Hallows Part 2, which was the biggest grossing film in the history of Warner Brothers at a worldwide box office. Now, last week, Barbie passed the Super Mario Brothers movie that mm-hmm. came out earlier this year. This is in the US only, I'm talking about, to become the top grossing title of 2023. Well, in the US. Well, of course it's going to because, well, quite frankly, it's beaten Harry Potter now.
I'd be really sad if something topped Barbie this year.
Yeah, you know,
if you're going to top Harry Potter, you want to hold the title for a couple of years, don't you?
Yeah, totally. And
Barbie reigns supreme.
And it's a movie that isn't even for kids, but I think maybe people did take their kids to it. Like, it's not for kids.
They just wouldn't understand.
They just wouldn't understand it all.
They'd see it on face value, which is very fun, cute, pretty, pink.
Yeah.
Fun.
Yeah, fun. It's good fun. And I think it's a film that probably a lot of people didn't expect to be big, maybe. Is that what you're kind of...
Yes. I don't think anyone expected it to be as blockbustery as it is. In fact, in my normal life, I've only heard one person say they didn't like it.
Was that a cousin?
No.
Oh, that's two then. We've got a cousin who didn't like it.
I shall disown them right now.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Fair enough. What does their name start with?
Kay. She won't be listening.
She won't be listening.
She'll be like, what's a podcast? Yeah, so I thought that was interesting. Now, we were talking about Super Mario Brothers, and Nintendo Switch has been out for about 6 years now, and no surprise, simply because of the fact that it's been out for 6 years, it's Nintendo, it's a gaming console that you can use as handheld, or you can dock it and you can play it on the TV.
Use it as a controller.
Exactly. It has gone gangbusters. There's been a pandemic during its lifetime. And people have absolutely fallen in love with it and bought so many that it has surpassed the Nintendo Wii in total lifetime sales.
Really?
Yep.
Well done, Switchy.
And you think about the Wii.
Yeah.
And it was massive.
Massive.
People who never had consoles, people who never played video games had had a Wii. I mean, we didn't.
No, we didn't.
We went from Sega to PlayStation, and that's kind of
became loyal.
Yeah, yeah.
But even people got the Wii just for things like Wii Fit.
Yep. Yep. But you can also do that kittens. You can also do that on the Switch as well, especially if you don't have a Switch Lite, which has been amazing, and it's a good one for families, you know, kids. There's so many games on there that you can play as a family. And there are rumors that 2024 will be the newest console release for Nintendo. Don't know what it's called. Will it be a Switch version 2.0? Will they go like the PlayStation, call it a Switch 2? I don't know, but that is the
Switch
rumor.
Switch to what?
Yeah, oh, that's really, really good. But with such an amazingly huge, what would you call it, customer base, they must be scared to switch over to a new console now. Like, hey, everybody that's got a Switch, we're now going to make games
unless
for this.
Unless it is sort of an upgrade and they're bagging on the fact that people will, perhaps their Switches are starting to get a bit old.
Yep. Yeah, especially if you bought one 6 years ago.
Yeah.
Oh, Betty is climbing up my leg with her claws. That's fun. Another thing that I thought about the Switch is that if you did get a Switch 6 years ago, or you got a Switch that was like, they didn't call it version 2.0 because it wasn't. It just had a new screen, had an OLED screen, so a nice new screen. Are they ready for a new version of whatever Nintendo get, the Switch or whatever that they have? And it sounds like it will be handheld because there's a rumor that they're going to go back to LED screens to keep the cost down for the you know, the first generation of this of this console,
which fits well in the economic market that we're in now.
Absolutely.
People will not justify spending $700
on a Switch.
Yeah.
Yeah. So that also led me to the question. So now you have kids of an age that know video games, love video games, would be the absolute target demographic for Nintendo, if they had a new console that came out that wasn't too expensive, are you tempted?
Me personally? No, because I just send them to your house and they play with yours.
Yeah, they play Fall Guys and Spider-Man.
It's called sharing the love.
And Titcher, sorry. They love Titcher.
Yeah, they love
well.
Titcher.
Yeah, okay. Interesting. So that, I mean, keep a lookout. That's sometime next year. I don't know when. It's still a rumor. It's not announced.
Ooh,
that's
okay.
But yeah, keep an eye out. Hey, do you want to lean over gently and have a look at the brand new Lara Croft? It's obviously, it's not AI generated. People have made this. There is a new Tomb Raider coming out at some point in time. They have said that it is being made, but this is the new Lara. I don't know who she looks like, but she looks different from the last Lara Croft.
Yeah, she does. And she's definitely not Angelina either.
She's not Angelina Jolie at all, but she's got the traditional singlet top on. She's
same
got the
color.
Double pistols. She's got a backpack, her hair's tied back.
She's got the plaits.
She's got the plait. Yeah, absolutely. This is from the official Tomb Raider Twitter page.
That's what I like. That's what loyal looks like.
Yeah, absolutely. You
know, I don't want Lara in a different colored singlet top.
I just want her like this so that I can go and play
new adventures.
New adventures
with my Lara.
New puzzles with my hashtag my Lara.
Yeah.
Yeah. There's nothing else except for that. The only post was time for the ultimate expert in the field and legendary adventure, Lara Croft. Mm. Now, the interesting thing about Lara Croft is she's coming to Call of Duty.
What?
She's going to be in the Warzone. This is why they've announced it.
I don't understand.
So Warzone is like Call of Duty's Fortnite.
Yeah,
so you land
on
a map and then you try and survive.
So she's a character
in it. Yeah.
Okay.
Fun, right?
Yeah.
Really, really fun. I love this cross.
But, okay. So if everybody can potentially choose Lara.
Then they'll all be dressed as Lara.
So they'll just be 50 Laras running around.
That's all right, isn't it?
Yeah, because I guess you don't look at yourself, do
you?
You
don't look at yourself.
You only see – do you see your arms in Call of Duty?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. But do you remember back in the day would be –
it's a bit sad to make Lara the enemy though.
True, but she's a bit naughty sometimes.
She's totally naughty,
like,
but she's our naughty.
She's our Lara.
Yeah.
She's our, but I am so excited because I love the fact that back in the day we would literally, you and I would have discussions like, imagine if we could be Lara but in GTA, or imagine if you could have the GTA car but it was in Fall Guys or whatever the game. Like, and
that
it's
crossover.
A thing that happens now.
Yes, it is.
Not
true.
All the time, but
true.
It does happen, and I just think it's so cool, and that the younger versions of us would be like, my God,
I'll totally be Lara. I have to pay for her? Okay, maybe not.
How much is it? There's a price range where you'd be like,
there's a pillow.
Yeah, go on. Yeah, go on. Adam Sandler has a new all-time best-reviewed movie according to Rotten Tomatoes. He's got a film coming out on Netflix, or maybe it's out already. I haven't actually checked, called You Are So Not Invited to My Bar Mitzvah. And it's a teen comedy, as you probably got a grasp of.
It's Adam Sandler.
It's streaming on Friday, so there we go.
Nice.
96% fresh score on the site. So people are quite liking it. Now, he's only a relatively minor role. He plays the father of teenage daughters, so he's not the star.
No.
But it's gotten more than Hustle. Do you remember Hustle, that basketball film?
Yeah.
More than Uncut Gems, if you remember that one as well. Adam Sandler seems to do different stuff now instead of I Am Adam Sandler.
Yes.
And it works for him. And, you know, he's not just Adam Sandler. You know, he's not that character of Adam Sandler. So he probably enjoys being a bit different.
Surely.
You would think so. So, yes, keep in mind Adam Sandler for in the quiz. I will be reading out synopsises or synopsi, whatever it's called, from his films, and you've got to try and figure out what they are.
Ooh, okay.
Yeah. But based on ones that I kind of know. So I think you'll know as well, because he's done a lot of stuff.
funny you bring him up.
Yeah.
Because he's in one of my watching suggestions.
No.
Yeah. Which.
Oh, I think I know.
Potentially we watch this together. I forget who I watch things with.
Mm.
I'm pretty sure you might have been there.
Yeah.
But it's funny because we did not talk about Adam Sandler as being a theme of today's episode.
Great minds think alike, I guess.
Great minds.
And that's what it is. Well, why don't we crack on into the watching suggestions?
Got a watching suggestion? Email thewatcherspodcast@gmail.com.
I want to kick it off firstly by saying I watched the animated film on Netflix, The Monkey King.
Oh, and?
Obviously based on The Monkey King, which is an old, old folklore in Chinese culture. Think of any sort of Greek mythology.
Yes.
This is what The Monkey King is. I've read the book back in the day. I, of course, watched Monkey. Not Monkey Magic, Monkey, but the song was Monkey Magic on the ABC in the afternoon show. So I know Monkey. Monkey Magic was a show that was, you're right, Betty just fell off a chair. She's okay now. Monkey Magic was a Japanese program that was dubbed in England and then broadcast on the ABC on the afternoon show here in Australia. So they would, each episode would be an adventure from the actual folklore, from the tales of the Monkey King. And it was so much fun, and it was definitely tailored towards kids and people of a certain age know exactly who I'm talking about and probably also singing the theme song right now in your head.
I used to play Monkey Magic.
Oh, it was so much fun. We used to pretend we had a cloud like him and everything. Now, side note, there is a Monkey King game coming out at some point in time.
Nice.
It looks a little more gritty than the Japanese version of the TV show that we used to watch. But The Monkey King is on Netflix. And because Monkey, he's a bit cheeky, isn't he?
Like
if you cast your mind back to Monkey Magic. Well, in The Monkey King, the animated film, he's more cheeky. It's all about him. Now, it was
Does he have a little bit of a bad temper. I always found
a little bit of a bad temper.
Monkey Magic always kind of.
His ego is massive. Yeah, but he doesn't, in the film, he doesn't have Tripitaka to kind of.
Now, was it a girl or was it a boy?
It was a boy, but it was played by a girl. I know. But, you know, no Pixie, no Sandy, but I'm sure if the film is big enough in Netflix, they will either make another film or potentially do a series. I thought it was a lot of fun. I think kids will really enjoy it. What a wonderful introduction to Monkey and that iconic folklore, that iconic tale, that iconic character. I think it's so easy to just watch it now. Like, just watch it.
Yeah.
And the best thing is, if you want to compare and contrast, or if you want to watch the film with your kids and then be like, you know what? You've gone to bed. I want to watch Monkey.
Yeah.
The first couple of seasons are on Netflix.
Nice.
So you can still rewatch the stuff that you absolutely used to love. And yeah, I thought that would be a really different watching suggestion.
Yeah, I like that.
Good one.
I always thought Alex the kid looked a bit like Monkey Magic.
Yes, because of the ears, right?
Yeah.
That's a good point. Yeah, why were the ears so big?
I don't get it.
Monkey,
on either of them.
Do you remember when Tripitaka would try and punish Monkey and Tripitaka would pray to Buddha to reduce the brass or the golden
crown
type, head thing around Monkey and he would go still remember that all the time. What have you been watching?
I will put my Adam Sandler suggestion just over to the side for a moment. But I watched a documentary called Lula Rich.
Lula Rich.
Now, Lula Rich is about a clothing company called LuLaRoe, set up in the US, and it was a $1 billion clothing empire that women just went wild for.
I don't think I know it. Like, at first I was like, yeah, I know it, but I'm like, no, I'm thinking Lululemon.
Yeah, it's not Lululemon. Yeah.
Is it activewear?
Well, okay, here's the weird thing. It's like they sold three things. So they sold a maxi skirt, pattern leggings, so I guess active wear, and then maybe a dress or something. And that's all they sold. But it was set up and done a bit like the Tupperware parties and the shoe parties and the jewelry parties that, you know, all of our parents went to and had and ran and all of that. But I think what they did well was that they only ever made a limited number of each pattern. So the material were these bizarre, outlandish, outrageous prints, like kind of comical prints, but they only did a certain run of it. The people who were the retailers never actually, I guess, ordered what print they wanted. They were just given a print. So then people were fighting to find who had this, you know, avocado print leggings. And so they would go around and try and find it. And it essentially was a pyramid scheme. And so they have been, you know, put through the courts and all of that because they were just misleading everybody in this multi-level marketing scheme. And within, you know, a couple of years, they were a $1 billion company. They started with selling something like maybe 300 maxi skirts out of the boot of her car, and it just went wild. Like, they would put on these events for their, what did they call them? Their sponsors. So you would sponsor the people underneath you, and you had to go dressed in all your LuLaRoe outfit.
And I can't be bothered. I can't be bothered.
Yeah. Watching it, it's like, these people are crazy. Like, these clothes are really ugly. They're really ugly and they're mismatched stuff. And it's just bizarre. But they just got swept away with the energy of these things. And, you know, they would spend thousands of dollars to attend these retreats that were multi-million dollar productions. They had Katy Perry come and sing at one of their conferences. Like, that alone would have been $5 million just to hire her. Anyway, they've got people who were swept up in it talking directly. They have the two original owners talking directly.
So they've got the original owners.
And it is so funny hearing the different perspectives because the original owners are still saying what an amazing job they did. It's just incredible. And, oh, you know, this is
– it a man and a woman?
A man and a woman, yeah. So – what eventually started to come out was that they were quite heavily invested in the Mormon church. It started to become very against female entrepreneurs, which is their whole sales pitch were stay-at-home mums. And yeah, so it's really interesting listening to him. He tries to spin it all the time back to his wife, but then he spins it back to how good he was in business. Anyway, one of the women who was being interviewed, who was one of their sellers or sponsors, she's like, yeah, you know, I was making $20,000, $30,000 a month selling this stuff and having all these people underneath me. She's like, you know, it was great, but what I was outlaying price-wise to buy the merchandise and then what I was selling it for, yeah, I was getting $30,000, but I'd spent $80,000 on the merchandise. So she's like, in the wash, it wasn't really that incredible, but it looked like it was incredible. And she's like, I was at one of these events and she's like, I just looked around and it was predominantly middle-aged white women dressed in stretchy leggings. She goes, I'm part of a cult. I've done it. I accidentally joined part of a cult.
Oh my God.
Anyway, there's four episodes and it goes on from there and how this company just fell from grace. I won't tell you everything, but it's available on Prime and it's quite an interesting
interesting.
Really bizarre. And I think it was very much US-based.
I don't think it came out here.
But you can see where it trickled down fashion-wise because we got the crazy pattern leggings coming out here.
True. You're right, Ed.
Talk about a fall from grace.
Literally fell. then apologized out loud.
Yeah.
So, okay.
Lula Rich.
Lula Rich on Amazon.
On Amazon.
Just four episodes?
Only four episodes.
That would be enough to tell that story, though,
more
right?
More than enough, yeah.
Yeah, okay. I watched Ahsoka, which is the much-anticipated Star Wars series on Disney Plus, starring Rosario Dawson, and she plays Ahsoka, of course, who was in The Clone Wars and I think maybe Rebel. Well, I haven't watched much of the animated Star Wars series, but she also appeared in The Mandalorian, I think season two, where she or they went to look for her because of Grogu and, you know, some amazing fight scenes happened and whatnot. And, she's got her own series. It's so far a lot to – there's a little bit to do with, like, Survivor's Guilt.
Yeah, okay.
Because
interesting.
If you have – you know, if you know what happened previously in the animated series, you would know – you know, what happened and why these characters are upset and or, you know, have decided to recluse themselves. Eddie, you don't need to be on the mixer.
Eddie, you don't need to be anywhere.
Goodness gracious me, little buddy. Anyway, I've watched a couple of episodes. I'm pretty sure there's another one out already. I haven't had a chance to watch. Really enjoying it. I always like Star Wars, and I think this is a very good series. I mean, Rosario Dawson is just always Rosario Dawson. So, and the fact that, you know, you've got this female lead in a, you know, one of these sort of action iconic series world, you know, universes, and she's, I think, mid-40s probably.
Yeah.
I love it. I just love the fact that that's a thing.
Yeah, I agree.
I just love it because it wouldn't have been.
I like the premise as well.
Years ago. Yeah, me too.
Yeah.
Me too. So there's a lot that's going to go on and we don't know it all, but obviously that's the whole fun of watching a series that, you know, will unfold and hopefully give us some sort of connection to other Star Wars series and films that we know. Now, you wanted to talk about Adam Sandler before we get into the quiz, so why don't you do it?
Okay, so this is a movie that I think I might have watched with you, and it's not new. It's from 2019, but it stars Adam Sandler and Jennifer Aniston. So you know it's going to be a fairly good, fun comedy when it's got those two in there. I mean, they are of a day and age of where they just have blockbusters, comedy blockbusters all the time.
Exactly.
But it is nice to see them. And it's called Murder Mystery. Have you seen it? Did I watch it with you?
You know, funnily enough.
No?
I think I've only seen the second one. There was a sequel.
What?
Wasn't there Murder?
Yes, there was.
I haven't seen the first one.
I've been waiting to watch the second one.
I thought
one
I watched
with
it with you.
No.
Oh, I've only watched the first one then. Maybe I knew there was a second one.
Yeah, we knew.
Okay, I do remember.
Yeah,
I've only seen the first one.
I went to say there's a second one. You hadn't seen the first one, so we watched the first
one. Yeah, okay, that's it.
Basic storyline is that Adam Sandler is a New York cop.
Yep.
You know, why wouldn't he be? He and his wife go on a European vacation.
Yes, this is the one.
And somehow, I forget how, but they somehow end up, instead of on their like dodgy tour bus, they end up on a billionaire's yacht the Mediterranean.
That's right.
Like, it's delicious. It's delightful. Why wouldn't you say yes to that?
Yeah.
But still very odd. Anyway, while they're on this yacht and they're trying to reinvigorate their marriage, of course they are, because you need a little subplot
that. Yeah, that's right.
A very Agatha Christie style murder happens while the lights are just suddenly turned out and the electricity's gone.
I think
gone.
It's a great way of talking about it.
And
Agatha Christie.
Lights turn on and look at that. The billionaire is dead.
Yep.
Who done it?
Who done it? And it continues to go from there. They
get
want to
framed.
Solve. They get framed, but they also want to solve the murder mystery.
There's a beautiful, great action car scene at
end. Yep.
It's filmed in some of the most incredible locations.
And a really great cast. A lot of people
hugely
you've gone.
Great cast.
Oh, you were in Narcos Mexico, or, you know, mm-hmm. like, you know, all those sort of things. I mean, now you're in this.
Terrence Stamp.
Yep.
Luke Evans.
Yep.
David Wellams. It just keeps going on. It is a really fun movie.
Good fun. I think that was Netflix, right?
Yes.
Yeah, it was Netflix.
So I am lining us up to watch.
Yeah,
number two.
I'm happy with that.
Since I've been waiting for you to watch it.
Yeah, apparently. Yep. I've been waiting for you to watch a thing that I watched with you. Gee, it's raining heavily. We should probably crack on into the quiz. It's called Name the Adam Sandler Movie by Synopsis.
Oh, my goodness.
Do you feel ready?
Yeah, do it.
I think you're
going to be
okay.
Throw it at me.
Raised by his own, so you just jump in, not loudly, but jump in at an appropriate level so that you don't distort. But raised by his overprotective mother, Helen, played by Kathy Bates, Bobby is the water boy for a successful college football team.
Is this
coached
water boy?
Yes. Yeah. Do you reckon you ever saw it?
I did, but I have zero recollection.
You know what? I think I probably saw it at the movies.
I think I saw it at the movies
too.
Yeah,
maybe we saw it together.
Maybe. Would never know.
No, we'll never find out.
No one can answer that for us.
Michael Newman seems to have it all, but his wife Donna is increasingly frustrated by the amount of time he has to spend at work. That could literally be any film ever.
Oh, it could be any film ever.
Michael cannot find the time to be at home until he meets an eccentric inventor who gives him a universal remote that controls time.
Oh.
At first, he happily skips the boring times until he realizes the remote is in control of his life and he learns to cherish all the moments,
the
precious moments
it.
With his family.
I can't remember the name
starts
of it.
Starts with a C.
C.
Rhymes with clock.
Oh, Leah, that's a bit rude.
You know the word clock?
Yeah.
Change one of the letters.
Chock.
What do you do with the remote control?
You switch. You press. You click.
Click. That's it.
Does it rhyme with clock?
Click clock. Okay, whatever. Whatever. It's fine. You got it anyway, and you wouldn't have gotten it even if that was a good
one. Nah, I wouldn't have remembered that.
100%. I've not seen that film.
Don't give me that point.
Mexican immigrant and single mother, Floor, finds housekeeping work with Deborah and John, a well-off couple with two children of their own. When Floor admits she can't handle the schedule.
Spanglish.
Yes, that is with Tia Leone. Is the wife.
And
is that the
Selma
one with
Hayek?
Selma Hayek in it? I think it is.
I think so. I never saw it.
No, I never saw it. Man-child, played by Adam Sandler.
So which Adam Sandler movie might this one be?
Has been a spoiled rich kid all of his life and spends his days
is it Billy Madison?
Yes.
Oh, God, I found that movie painful.
A charismatic jeweler makes a high-stakes bet that he could lead to a windfall of a lifetime. In a precarious high-wire act, he must balance business, family, and adversaries on all sides in pursuit of the ultimate win. Uncut
Gems? Never Uncut watched gems. It. No clue.
A New York cop and his wife go on a European vacation to reinvigorate the spark in their marriage. A chance encounter leads them to...
Stop it, that's too
murder
funny.
Mystery.
Murder mystery.
Yep, that's it, exactly. Yeah, so there's different Adam Sandler movies around. You don't just have to watch your Billy Madison kind of films.
No, he definitely had a moment that I wasn't there for.
I think a lot of people who weren't there for those moments tolerated and enjoyed The Wedding Singer and then 51st Dates because Drew Barrymore was in them.
Yeah, true. But he did well in those ones. But
yeah,
I think Drew brought him up.
Yep. She raised him up.
She raised him up.
Look, on that note, I want to go and eat food. You probably do as well. So, Steph, thank you very much.
So, Murder Mystery 2 tonight?
Sure.